This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Did you watch that documentary about the TikTok investigators?
I watched some of it.
I watched the first episode.
There's one girl.
I knew all of them.
There's one girl who's always wearing a Chiefs jersey. Is she from here?
Oh, I saw her. What was that?
I didn't see her. I didn't even finish the first episode.
I recognized of all of them, but only because
there's one with a Chiefs jersey. I wonder if we could get her on for the podcast.
I think that was Olivia.
She's not the older one.
No, that's Bullhorn Betty.
Bullhorn Betty.
Bullhorn Betty.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about there was some things, like it was infuriating that watching them do that.
Do they show the black girl who got sued or whatever?
Yes.
We talked about the news, they do?
Yeah, okay. They show her.
But one of the things that I couldn't stop laughing about, because she called herself such a stupid thing. And so she would, like, call the police and be like, hey, I'd love to talk to you about this. And they're like, okay, you're with the media? And she's like, yeah, I'm with the media.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, okay, what media? And she would, like, dance around it. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, again, what media? And she's like, the Bullhorn Betty channel.
Yeah.
And I always just kept laughing. Like, the guy had to be like, Jesus, fuck. I thought it was USA Today. It's Bullhorn fucking Betty. I thought you were going to say anything else besides, I was not expecting Bullhorn fucking Betty.
Yeah.
I watched it all.
Is it good? I just don't like those people.
There was nothing really on. I wouldn't say it's good, but if you want to get mad,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. There's a few people there's a couple like those frat guys that were investigated and cleared that are still like having their lives fucking
And
ruined.
All these people saying, all those people on TikTok saying like, you know, hey, we should say their names.
Right.
You know, hey, you know, we got to eliminate everybody. So if we say, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I just saw one of the kids who was like accused. I went to his Twitter page the other day and they're still fucking accusing him.
Well,
one person said, like, if you had nothing to do with it, you should have came out right away and said, I had nothing to do with it. I'm like, wait, so four of your friends die, and you think the first thing this guy should do is go on Twitter and say, hey, guys, just let everyone know, I had nothing to do with
it.
What the fuck are you talking
about? And the one guy they were talking to might be the same guy. They talked to him, and he's like, you know, what the fuck, man? Like, they just started saying my name. Now I get death threats.
Probably people, Hoodie Guy.
Hoodie Guy was the ex-boyfriend.
No, he wasn't. Ex-boyfriend was Jack DeCour. Hoodie Guy was Jack Showalter.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got that confused. But
as I say their names. But I'm not accusing him.
But it wasn't, because he was in his house the whole time.
The ex-boyfriend?
No. This guy that I'm talking to.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they're like, you know, well, what about this guy? Somehow they started bringing his name up. And he's like, I was at home. And they're like, what were you doing? And he's like, I don't really go out that much unless my friends ask me to go out.
Oh, the guy that was like next door or whatever.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, what were you doing that night? And he's like, I watched some TV and fucked around on my phone.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay. And then people like
what everyone
does? What were you doing at 3 a.m.? He's like, I was asleep. But apparently they threw his name out there, and he's like, he's like, well, you know, he's like, thankfully for me, I have thick skin.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah. He's like, but, man, other people who don't, like, and I'm just like, you people have lost your goddamn mind.
My favorite part was at the end of the episode when they arrest Brian Koberger. All the TikToks like, who had this coming? No one saw this. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
because you're not fucking cops. You're not investigators.
But I
want
to say, no one saw it coming except the fucking
cops. Except the cops. Whose fucking job it was.
Right.
Why don't you let them fucking do it?
So fucking stupid.
Who's the guy that with the channel that looked, they went out to where Brian's
body
was?
Gray Hughes.
Gray Hughes.
Yeah. And a lot of those people that think Kohberg is innocent fucking hate him.
Well, there's a lot. It was a JLR guy.
Yeah, I watched him before. He's not very good.
They went back and looked
and
at. I think it's Bullhorn Betty. Mm-hmm. I think she's been convicted of a shit ton of crimes.
Oh, really?
And JLR's been convicted of a shit ton of crimes.
Really?
And not only that, they have pictures of JLR, like, with, I don't want to say this, but like a skull cap of some sort. I'm sure this guy has a different name.
Okay.
And he's standing right next to Hillary Clinton. It's like Muslims for Clinton.
Huh.
Like, all this shit that he's done.
That's weird.
That, right, that has nothing to do where he's just been.
They talk about that in the documentary.
Well,
he's in it. Like,
the Chronicles of Olivia girl, so she says in it, you know, Kaylee followed her. So her parents reached out to her to do that. And I watched that when that came out. It was a few months after the crime, and I watched it. And it's really fucking sad because she doesn't know what she's doing, and the parents are just trying to, like, get publicity for it. It's, just, it's really sad. But if you listen to it, like, they're not mic'd up. Like, the whole thing's just kind of...
And then there's one person, like Dot, he called himself Dot. He went on some sort of... It looked like Clubhouse, but it wasn't. Yeah. I don't know. Some of that I was like, man, I don't even know what website you guys are using. But he went on there and then told this girl, like, whoever it was, went on and just gave all this information about the crimes and how the people in the apartment were coached. And they knew it, and he's in fear for his life. And so they went with this story. All these people went with this story. And then somehow he hit something on his keyboard in one of these interviews. They could see his face.
Mm.
And then they figured out who he was, which is just a fucking internet troll.
Yeah. It's like that. I don't know if they talk about it, but the WSU Kim, who's the mom of, like, the students who said, we all knew about it at 9. Like, that woman's been fully debunked. Never, ever, ever proven any kind of, evidence.
He called himself Dot. And he went on all these guys' websites, and they would talk to him, and he would...
They're fucking grifters.
Right.
And always, like, there's been a bunch of these fucking grifters.
That's why I'd like to have her on and just be like, here's the other thing. Even if you do think you're doing good, don't you understand that you could be fucking this all up?
Yeah.
And there's points where they at least, some of them start to admit it once they heard... It was Kohberger.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, wait, so this guy could have been using all our information to get away with it? And like, yes, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, which they clearly show him that. They keep showing him, like, at his computer watching it.
Right.
But they do kind of allude to that Facebook account he has, which I don't think is...
At the end of it, I'll give it away for you, but I'm sure you'll watch it anyways. It's Big Papa or whatever.
Daddy Papa Rogers.
Papa Rogers.
Yeah, which I think has been debunked that it wasn't him.
Well,
because they're actually active on Facebook now. They saw us like a few. Like, some
so
activity.
He went away forever.
Yeah.
Came back and said, like, Jesus Christ, I can't even go fishing without, you know, this turning into a mess or whatever.
Yeah.
And somehow he posted when Kohberger was in jail, but they're like, who is this guy? And so they go through all this thing and they kind of get to the point to where. At the end, they're kind of like, well, did we help Kohberger? That's not what we wanted to do. Did we do something bad here? You know, all these things. And then they go back to him, and they're like, Papa Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And they show Bullhorn Betty or whatever, and she's like, I'm telling you, I know who it is. This is big. And then they cut to the end. It's like, you're doing it all over again.
Yeah, she does that. She does
right?
that. Yeah,
you're
and
doing
I think it's
it
been
all
debunked.
Over
it's
again.
Not him. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the opposite of don't fuck with cats. Don't fuck with cats. Those people did a good job, and they, you know...
Yeah,
you know,
but
it could have gone off the rails. It could have gone differently, for sure. That one happened to get it right. These people, they're fucking ruining lives. Like, Hoodie Guy, to this fucking day, is still, like, getting shit talked about him.
What did he do?
He was at the taco truck with him,
And what did he do? Anything?
No. He was. And there's another video of them walking to the grub truck where they're talking. Like, they're friends with him. And they left with someone else, and it looked like he got mad, but he walked a different direction and just went home. And somehow that turned into this guy killed him. But he was, like, friends with them. They posted a picture earlier in the night with them.
Now that whole thing.
Yeah, I need to finish it. But yeah, those people.
I mean, it's interesting, but there's people, like, you're like, God, well, like, what don't you get? But then I also felt bad for them. And I felt bad for them. I didn't feel bad for them. I felt bad because we created this. And I go back to, and look, I don't want to toot my own horn, although I do it very well, and blow smoke at my own ass. But this, and by the way, I didn't predict this. But what I did say was, we got to stop calling
armchair activism
this Rush Limbaugh a fucking newsman.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a fucking newsman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be illegal. It should be illegal to have Sean Hannity on a place that says Fox News. The same way, and by the way, for conservatives who are, if you're watching on Twitch, the same way Rachel Maddow should not be on a place that says news. Like, you're not a news station.
It's entertainment.
You are an opinion station, and that's okay. You're allowed to editorialize. When the New York Times runs an editorial, it says editorial.
It says op-ed. Yeah.
It doesn't say, right, like news.
Yeah.
That's what started all this. These people are no different than Rush Limbaugh, just with a different medium. I had no idea that it would go that far, but that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's, hey, well, look at me. I'm here. I'm an expert. Why are you an expert?
Yeah.
Why do you know what's going on? Who are you talking to?
Right.
Some person.
What's your background?
Right. You know, an anonymous source. What's your? That's not a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. we just don't have it. It's not reporting anymore. And the internet, which started with the good idea of individual people reporting,
mm-hmm.
has now just turned in to there is no difference between Bullhorn Betty and Sean Hannity. Yeah. They're both fucking.
Oh,
grifters.
That's what it was. They talk about WSU Kim because they're like, oh, I saw her on the Drunk Turkey Show. Like, now we're talking about the Drunk Turkey Show?
Right.
Like, that's your news source? Like, I saw her. She had this hard-hitting evidence on the Drunk Turkey Show.
Right.
All right, what are we fucking doing here?
It's just
this is someone who's, like, so, like, in, like, trying to keep up with that case. I see all those fucking people constantly.
Right.
They're so goddamn
They're obnoxious. Actually the same as Sean Hannity with way less contacts. I believe some of that shit Sean Hannity says is actually coming from someone inside the government.
Right. Yeah.
Right? These where not
nobody.
All of it, but some of it.
Yeah.
And these people give anybody. Grifters like that WS
right.
Kimmel.
And they have no contacts.
Platform.
I think true crime became this huge form of entertainment. And so you used to have these, you know, discussion boards about let's try and solve
media.
What's going on in True Detective, which
well,
is
it's like
fake.
What Reddit did
but then when
the
something
Boston
real
bombing.
Happens, exactly. When something real happens, it's let's try and solve this. This is a real life one.
Right.
Instead of solving the TV show. But what's the difference between true crime and a TV show when true crime is TV shows?
I love that they showed Coburg and they're like, well, who had this coming? Like, fucking none of you.
Right.
None of you did.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.